This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Democrats responding to the Trump administration's memorandum that's aimed at preventing undocumented immigrants from being counted in the 2020 U.S. Census. Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer.
This order isn't worth the paper it's printed on and will be struck down by the courts.
An administration official telling NBC News excluding undocumented immigrants, in his words, reflects a better understanding of the Constitution and democratic principles. Homeland Security says there have been 43 federal arrests in Portland, Oregon since the 4th of July. Acting Department Secretary Chad Wolf saying the protesting in that city has been hostile, and he maintains his stance that the agency acknowledges that people have a right to protest peacefully. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Trump is urging Americans now to mask up to slow the spread of the coronavirus pandemic. Yesterday, he told reporters at his first coronavirus briefing in 3 months that his administration wants people to put on a face covering whenever social distancing is not possible. And he said that wearing masks does have an impact, whether you like putting them on or not. The president just wore one publicly for the first time earlier this month. For the first time in 2 weeks, the daily death toll from the coronavirus in the United States exceeded 1,000. Johns Hopkins University reporting 1,056 fatalities with nearly 63,000 new infections. The last time the death toll had jumped above 1,000 was back on the 7th of July. Home Depot is the latest major retailer requiring that all shoppers wear masks inside their stores. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Officials are considering renaming a famous bridge in Selma. USA's John Hunt has more.
The passing of civil rights leader Representative John Lewis, the Democrat from Georgia who died Friday night at the age of 80, has renewed calls to rename an Alabama bridge currently honoring a Confederate general. Among those supporting the efforts to name the Edmund Pettus Bridge in Selma after Lewis was his close friend and colleague Representative Jim Clyburn from South Carolina on Meet the Press.
Edmund Pettus was a grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan to take his name off that bridge and replace it with a good man, John Lewis, the personification of the goodness of America rather than the honor, someone who disrespected individual freedom.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For nearly a century, an iconic worker has been helping with America's war efforts. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
And Rosie the Riveter is back, and again producing goods for her country in a time of need yet again. May Cryer was one of the World War II Rosie the Riveters, now making masks amid the coronavirus pandemic. The 94-year-old Pennsylvania resident telling ABC News as long as just one of her masks saves one life during the pandemic, she has done her job. She believes she has made hundreds of the masks so far.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information, as always, on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. John Guandolo is back with us. It's been a while since we've had a chance to talk to him. We need some common sense. We need a heavy dose of common sense and reason, and to really help you ferret out and, you know, discern all the fake news that is out there and the sleight of hand that's going on. As John said, you know, he says it's never about the issue. Now think about this for just a moment, and he's going to explain in just a moment what Black Lives Matter, what Antifa is all about, all the stuff that the fake news and mainstream media, sadly, mainstream media that is supposed to be that incredible, critical fourth rail of our governmental operation. This is why it was so important for our founding fathers to make sure that there was freedom of the press. John Guandolo, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir? John, are you there?
Doing great. I am here, and I am good. Doing great, Bill. Great to be back on with you.
Always. Never about the issue, is it?
It never is, and this is a really important point to make, with especially your listeners, who I know, because of what you do and the times I've been on, they understand this probably more than most. But this point is really important because everything we're seeing, you know, Steve Coughlin calls it the other isms. Mm-hmm. It's the things that the enemy talks about that have nothing to do with what they're talking about. And so whether we're talking about border security and they're coming against it for whatever reasons, it's never about that. It is about weakening our country. When they talk about, you know, pick an issue, racism, what's going on has nothing to do with George Floyd in Minnesota. It has everything to do with advancing their communist movement, advancing the Islamic movement. That's what it's about. And if we can keep focused on that and remember that the people we're dealing with, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, these are communist organizations. And if a listener is going to decide, I'm going to believe what Black Lives Matter leadership and Antifa leadership is saying, I think then you're a fool. Mm-hmm. Because they're communists and they're enemies of liberty.
So, well, how do you reconcile, John, when they say burn it down in one side of their mouth and the other side, they're, you know, it's interesting because when you listen to what they say, they're pretty straightforward about it. They want to bury, you know, burn it down, tear down everything that we know as America. But the mainstream media says they're just peaceful protesters, you know, exercising their constitutional right. I mean, they're not the ones saying it. It's the mainstream media. It's the politicians. It's the Democrats that are saying this.
Right. So you've got a number of pieces here that you've just brought up. So first of all, the media is the propaganda arm for the communist movement. and they are part of the movement. They're a very important part of the movement. And I believe, and we've actually talked about it with some senior legal folks, including people that are working with the administration, there is a legal action. If you can demonstrate, and we can, there's already plenty of evidence that's already been made public, that the media knowingly is helping people who are conspiring to overthrow the government. That's a crime. Mm-hmm. That's a federal crime. And when we can demonstrate they're not just expressing, they're not just, this is not just a free press issue. This is they are knowingly advancing a hostile conspiracy to overthrow the government, which is the communist movement, the Islamic movement, that they can be charged for that.
John, break down the, John, that's important, you know, because I got to tell you, people, this is really kind of blowing some people's minds, you know, because we've been pointing out the obvious. Every time you come on, we talk about not only the existential, but the domestic threat, the intrinsic threat that is here. It's no longer offshore. It is living amongst us. And people are still trying to get their brains around. For some reason, they think the American way of life, the U.S. Constitution, 244 years of history, is impenetrable. But we're seeing all these obvious signs. I mean, this is what you do for a living. And you've been on the rooftops like the watchmen yelling and screaming. And America just seems to think like, oh, it's okay. We're going to be all right. But every other nation that has experienced this kind of takeover said exactly the same thing.
That's right. This is what we are experiencing is textbook communism. Mm-hmm. And this is how it unfolds. And it is, I agree with you, people who are ignorant of that, or I will say there are a lot of people that just psychologically can't digest the fact that this is happening. So there is a part of it that's that, and I do understand that. But that doesn't change the fact that it's happening.
Exactly.
And the fact that, you know, if you break down, you've got three key pieces here. You've got the communists themselves, and if you look at, like, take Portland and say you've got 1,000 people, you might only have 100 or less who are actually card-carrying communists, mm-hmm. real communist members. But they are they're the leaders. They're leading the logistics. Mm-hmm. They're leading how things are running, everything about what's going on, not only on the street, but especially what's being put out to the media, because the information campaign is key. Then you've got the useful idiots, which are all the other people out there on the street.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But even they, and it doesn't matter if at the end of the day they go home and look in the mirror and think what they're doing is righteous. They are advancing the communist cause here in the United States. But the most important people for our enemies are the controlled opposition. And these are the people who should be on our side, on the side of patriots and liberty-loving Americans. And the controlled opposition in this war is the establishment Republicans. Mm-hmm. And by either doing nothing or failing to understand the threat and regurgitating communist narratives, like when George W. Bush says America is systemically racist, or Nikki Haley says that, or you have the chairman of the Joint Chiefs or the Secretary of Defense or retired four-star generals openly confronting the President of the United States, that's controlled opposition. They are batting for the other team. Mm-hmm. And if those weren't huge red star clusters, you know, big red neon signs for people to say we have a major, major problem, I don't know what else is, but that's how this works.
Yes.
And I think to get to your point, one of the, I think it's the biggest problem is there is not an understanding that these are communists, and communists always act along doctrinal communist lines.
Mm-hmm.
So when people, for instance, on social media say, you know, why isn't the media just stop right there? Because the media is the propaganda arm for the communist movement, period.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Stop asking why they are or are not doing things. They're doing it because that's what they do. That's mm-hmm. what this is.
Well, that's the point. It's not even asking why. It's just understanding that they are doing it. Right, John?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Well, we've got to go to break. John Guandolo is here breaking this down, ladies and gentlemen. I hope this is making sense to you and bringing some clarity to what has been confusing, because that's what it is. Whether we're talking about COVID, whether we're talking about the Russians or Chinese, it is all cloudy and it's on purpose, let me tell you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent we are. We're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour in our conversation with the founder and president of Understanding the Threat. John Guandolo continues with us. John, you mentioned as part of the elements that are disturbing the force here and attacking our very way of life is the controlled opposition. And I want to focus on that in just a moment, because the controlled opposition can be quite telling. You say established Republicans, But it's also those Democrats and the Democratic Party by what they're not saying. And I think that that's quite telling, whether you're considering and trying to discern what's going on, as much as what you're hearing from, you know, people like Black Lives Matter or Antifa says, hey, we're going to burn it down, burn it down. You know, to me, it's kind of like the Palestinians who say to the Israelis, we want you dead and gone and never to be remembered. That's pretty clear, I think. You know, I don't think there's any big debate about that. So I get that. And we're getting the same thing here with Antifa and Black Lives Matter and these anarchists and Marxists that are running rampant in our streets. And then they claim foul because, local officials aren't playing by the rules, but Donald Trump won't have it and says, you guys forgot there are federal rules that come into play here and we're not going to allow you to happen. So he brings courageous people onto the scene and they clear it up and then they're complaining. Well, that's not fair. You know, they're wearing military uniforms. You know, the very same people that are burning and looting and destroying property that are wearing, black garb, face mask, and this is not to protect them from COVID. It's to make sure that we don't identify them, along with helmets and umbrellas to block out the cameras and everything like that. But they're claiming foul, like as if the United States is not playing fair in their game of America's destruction.
Right, but let's go back to what we said in the very beginning. It's not about the issue. Mm-hmm. It's not about how we're engaging them. This is about what they're doing is about advancing the communist movement. And again, you've got the real communist leaders on the ground, and then you've got a wide variety of useful idiots. And some of them may legitimately be whining, and some of them may just be doing it to make a show that it doesn't matter. And from the communist playbook, it doesn't matter whether the useful idiots fully understand what they're doing. As a matter of fact, it's better they don't. What does matter is that the cause is advanced.
Yes.
And that's it. And communists operate along doctrinal communist lines.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you need to remember. So the thing is never the thing. It's not about racism. When it comes to border security, do you think that they care about immigrants? They don't care about immigrants. It's not about immigrants and their families. Nothing to do with that. When it comes to COVID, the forcing people to wear a mask has nothing to do with public safety from the communist perspective. And the fact that they can get nitwit governors like the governor of Texas to go along with it and believe that it actually has some public benefit when you've got, 139,000 people who have died from COVID since December,
mm-hmm.
versus the national impact of what we're doing and the numbers of people who have died from other things and the health of long-term mask wearing and all that. I don't want to go down that road, but the bottom line is it's not about public safety. It's never about the issue.
Right.
That's the point.
This isn't happening by accident, right? I mean, contravening forces were able to see and catch a weakness that they are fully exploiting, and they're going full bore into this, right?
Yeah, they are. That's absolutely right. As a matter of fact, when you look at this, when you step back and you look at this starting last summer, and and quite frankly, starting before the president was even inaugurated, you had a conspiracy to overthrow the president. You had a coup against the president by members of the government that included the DNI, the FBI director, the CIA director, who, by the way, Comey and Brennan, communists, admitted. So you've got this really happening in real time, the coup against the president. We know that. We now have all the details we need to understand that. The impeachment of the president with no underlying crime and no evidence of a crime that constitutionally meets the standard, but they do it anyway. And immediately on the heels of that, when that fails, we have COVID. And immediately on that, when that doesn't achieve the goal, we have now overt riots across the country based on a trigger, the death of a black man in police custody. So this is all a well-coordinated series of events that are meant to bring down this president. And they know that if it
goes to the election... Well, this president in our country, John.
That's right. The Republic is at stake.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately at stake.
Yes.
Not long-term. Immediately at stake. Because our assessment is they are very far, and I've shared this with you before, they have been well down the line in achieving what they're doing. And do not forget, for your listeners, that while you're looking at the brown shirts, the analogy,
yes,
Hitler's brown shirts on the streets of Portland and Seattle and Minneapolis and other places around the country, the black shirts, the Islamic jihadis, are just standing by,
mm-hmm,
waiting. And of course,
we know what happened, and we know what happened to the brown shirts, right, John? You know, once they were used and they fulfilled the agenda of the underlying agenda of the higher callers, then they were unnecessary and not so useful idiots. So you just got them out of the way.
That's right. And the phrase "history repeats itself" is valid because it does.
Yes.
And that's what we're seeing right now. These things are actually happening. I think the idea that this cannot happen in America is hopefully starting to sink in. And I believe, as I shared with some folks last night, we have a great opportunity right now because many people now are open to hearing the truth because they're watching. They're getting hit in the face with a 2x4 by the current events.
Yes.
And so we who understand this have an opportunity to actually articulate it to patriots who are just confused or kind of frozen in fear or whatever it is,
mm-hmm,
to get them to understand what's actually going on.
They need marching orders, John. We can't be confused. I mean, because the enemy is not confused. They're working their agenda, just as you said. It's being revealed right before us, and we got to get out of denial and see it for what it is, whether it's this controlled opposition, establishment, Republicans, Democrats, those who have been Democrats all their life. This is not your father's Democratic Party. They've sold out a long time ago, and they are all in to the destruction of our country. If you think not, just look at their policies. Look at what they're doing, what they're supporting, and also, as I said earlier, what they are not saying, John.
That's right. That's right. And we have to remember, you said this in the beginning, they are clear about what they want. The jihadis are clear about what they want.
Mm-hmm.
The communists are clear about what they want. We need to listen to the enemy, know that what they're saying is what they actually want. We have to believe, you know, when a guy breaks into your house, says he's going to rape your wife and kill you, well, in that moment, you take him at his word and you
exactly
act accordingly.
Right. Kind of like the McCloskeys did, even though you've got the local attorney general coming after them and, hitting them with a felony indictment here, which is just ridiculous what they're doing to the McCloskeys. But look, at the truth cannot be not denied. It is the truth, and we have to be discerners of the truth and decide. And we have to, as you said, because they've been moving the football down the field for decades here, and we've allowed them to do it. We've got to take a stand here, John. If not, we're going to lose it all. And what kind of America are we passing on to the next generation?
That's right. It's time to fight. UTT is leading the way. We are encouraging people to get into the fight. We can help you. We will train you and teach you how to identify these networks at the local level and dismantle them. So understandingthethreat.com. Join us.
John Guangualo right here on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, John. Be blessed.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever. 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.625 with a 2.64% APR. Incredible. These are historically low rates you may never see again. So refinance it and forget it.
That's a 30-year fixed at 2.625. 5 with a 2.64% APR.
Call the experts at Network Capital Funding now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT is in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Democrats responding to the Trump administration's memorandum that's aimed at preventing undocumented immigrants from being counted in the 2020 U.S. Census. Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer.
This order isn't worth the paper it's printed on and will be struck down by the courts.
An administration official telling NBC News excluding undocumented immigrants, in his words, reflects a better understanding of the Constitution and democratic principles. Homeland Security says there have been 43 federal arrests in Portland, Oregon since the 4th of July. Acting Department Secretary Chad Wolf saying the protesting in that city has been hostile, and he maintains his stance that the agency acknowledges that people have a right to protest peacefully. And this is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, I don't blame you for thinking that it's absolute madness, and maybe sometimes you think that, you know, we're crazy to bring the truth to you, but it is that important. I mean, this is what's happening, you know, in so many other countries who have gone through this. They just were in denial. They just couldn't believe the institutions were such. They were just rolling along for, in some cases, hundreds of years. And how could this be happening? Well, here we are. I mean, we've been warned for a long time that we were due for some sort of revolution here in this country. And now it is upon us. And we're just, you know, we got to be careful. We cannot be asleep at the wheel. We have to be critical thinkers and discerners of what's happening. I mean, after all, this republic lies in the hands of we the people. Now, think about it, okay? It's not in the hands of Donald Trump. It's not in the hands of Nancy Pelosi. It is in the hands of we the people. So if this is going to happen and there is going to be an absolute takeover of this republic, which we really came close when you think about it in 2016, it is going to be because the people allowed it to happen. They didn't allow it to happen in 2016. I just do not believe that they will let it happen in 2020. And it is worse today than it was then, because we know so much more, and because we know so much more, ignorance is no longer an excuse. You have got to be an activated part of the solution to maintain this democratic republic. With us right now is Bill Pasco, pinch hitting for Jenny Beth Martin. Bill is Tea Party Patriot Citizen Fund Political Director and TPP's man in Washington. And we've got a lot to catch up on, Bill. Appreciate you pinch hitting. And always, you're always welcome here on the show. It's good to have you with us.
It's good to be back, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, like you, you know, concerned in a very activated and positive way about what is happening to our country. You know, it's being attacked on all levels at every scale, including our kids. You know, this resistance to not get our kids back to school. And, you know, it just seems to be, I mean, and I don't want to be fear-mongering here, but it just seems to be some sort of diabolical move, because even the science, when you look at it, and I know people want to use the convenient science card when it fits their agenda, and I have to be careful on it, because as many scientists as you can get to look at the sky being blue in one direction, you can get as many scientists in the opposite opinion telling you that, well, Bill, you know, the sky is not exactly blue. So I get
that. Right.
Right? So, but look, the bottom line is we know that we have to get our kids back to school, and the Democrats want to parse that and say, oh, you're going to recklessly no, of course, safely, you know, and with all concerned, teachers, everybody involved, because education is that important, right?
Well, I think this goes back to James Clyburn, the third-ranking Democrat in the House. The senior-most black Democrat in the House said at the very beginning of this, way back in March, you remember, he let slip, and in Washington we define a gaffe as when a politician accidentally speaks the truth. And he committed a gaffe when he said that Democrats should use the crisis caused by the virus as an opportunity to restructure America in their vision. That's what's going on here. And so as it applies to schools and whether or not schools should be reopened, you know, we've got the Los Angeles Teachers Union, 35,000 teachers, and that's not all the teachers in the Los Angeles
right.
school district, by the way. But it's one small segment, but it is a very loud and very vocal segment, and they tend to be the leaders when it comes to the teachers unions in Los Angeles, which obviously has one of the biggest school districts in the nation. They say they're not going to go back to school. It doesn't have anything to do with protecting the teachers. It doesn't have anything to do with protecting the children, for God's sake. Oh, no. We're not going to go back to school. It's not going to be appropriate to reopen schools until we have Medicare for all.
Right. Here comes the real agenda, right?
That's it. And welfare benefits for illegal immigrants. And I'm looking at that going, wait a minute, what?
Yeah.
What has that gotten to do with teaching kids? Here's the terrible part. That was in Los Angeles about 10 days ago that they issued that demand. Now we've got a teachers union in North Carolina replicating it. On the other side of the country, they're saying exactly the same thing. We've got to have Medicare for all. We've got to have welfare benefits for illegal immigrants before we can open the schools and teach your kids. We're holding your kids hostage to our left-wing political agenda that has nothing to do with teaching, by the way. And this goes back to what Clyburn was saying. They're going to use the crisis to restructure America to fit their vision of what America should be. And it's a terrible thing because we know, you know, we know a lot more about this virus today at the end of July 2020 than we knew in January, February, March of 2020. And one of the things that we know is that if you're under the age of 25, Not an elementary school child. If you're under the age of 25, it's extraordinarily difficult to die from the coronavirus. I haven't looked at the statistics in a week, but I can tell you as of a week ago, as of the middle of July 2020, a total of 179 people around the country under the age of 25
right.
had died from the coronavirus. Under the age of 15 is only 30 children. That's about a fifth as many children as we lose every year from the seasonal flu.
Right.
But we never shut down the schools for the seasonal flu. So this is now a crisis that is serving the interests of left-wing politicians who want to restructure America.
And the thing is, it's so revealing about this, Bill, is just listen to what they're saying. I mean, before they kind of kept it in the back room, you didn't quite hear it so exposed. But they're coming out full Monty here. I mean, they are totally exposed. I mean, the school districts, you know, we've known about the unions, their support of the Democratic Party, the cabal that's been going on. But now it's like Katie bar the door. I mean, it is just full blown right out there. And so parents and everybody, citizens in America, need to really take note here of who's for you and who is against you. And by for you and again you is who supports this democratic republic, this free America, the U.S. Constitution, or who is moving this country in a democratic socialist trajectory. And they are moving fast now, Bill. I mean, this is like full speed ahead.
You're absolutely right. You know, every 4 years we hear politicians say, this is the most important election of our lifetimes. And you know, I've been doing this for a long time. This is I turned 60 next week. I've been doing this professionally for 40 years since I was in college. The first campaign I ever got paid to work was back in 1980 when Ronald Reagan ran against Jimmy Carter the first time. And I'm telling you, every 4 years I hear this is the most important election of our lifetime. And you know what? This one may actually be true, because you're absolutely right. The choice that America faces has never been as clear. The dividing line has never been as bright. The contrast has never been as great. We always say that campaigns are about contrasts and elections are about choices. And the good news for those of us who believe in American exceptionalism, who believe that we were graced by God when he gave us a generation that we call the framers or the founders, the men who wrote the Declaration of Independence, who wrote the Constitution of the United States, who went to war against the greatest military empire the world had ever seen and emerged victorious and gave us this country and its political and economic system, which is unlike any other on the face of the planet in history and today. Those of us who accept joyfully that blessing from the Almighty versus those who don't see it that way, the choice has never been clearer.
Yeah.
It's absolutely, if you want to maintain the American Republic, the American way of life, the American constitutional framework for self-governance, you only have one choice. You can only vote for Donald Trump. Because if you vote for Joe Biden in this election, you are voting to trash the Constitution. You're voting to overthrow a Republican form of government. You're voting to let socialism in, not through the back door, not through the side door, but right through the front door.
Exactly.
They're now openly talking about it. It's just remarkable, Bill.
Bill, there's no middle ground here, see, and this is where people want to find, they're hoping to find a middle ground. And I don't blame, you know, some traditional Democrats in part, because it's like for them to even consider voting for a Republican is an anathema to them. But the fact of the matter is that voting for a Democrat is an anathema to them. They may not know it and clearly understand it today, but undoubtedly that's where it's heading. Bill Pascoe has been with us. Bill, always good to have you with us. Take care.
This is sponsored by Daiichi Sankyo, Inc. There may be as many as 7,000 rare diseases, with as many as 25 to 30 million Americans living with a rare condition. Despite medical progress, many go undiagnosed, and most have no cure with limited treatment options. One rare disease that has historically had no non-surgical treatment options is tenosynovial giant cell tumor, or TGCT, also known as pigmented volangular synovitis, or giant cell tumor of the tendon sheath. TGCT is a rare, typically non-malignant tumor that affects small and large joints. The disease can reduce range of motion, cause debilitating symptoms, and be locally aggressive. Taralio pexidartinib is the first and only treatment approved by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for adult patients with symptomatic TGCT associated with severe morbidity or functional limitations and not amenable to improvement with surgery. Taralio can cause serious side effects, including serious liver problems, which may be severe and can lead to death. Taralio can cause harm to an unborn baby when administered to a pregnant woman. The most common side effects of Taralio include changes in blood liver tests, hair color changes, tiredness, increased cholesterol level in the blood, decreased white blood cells and red blood cells, swelling in and around your eyes, rash, and loss of taste or changes in the way things taste. Because of the risk of serious liver problems, Taralio is available only through a restricted program called the Taralio REMS program. Howard Rutman, MD, Vice President Medical Affairs, Daiichi Sankyo, Inc., commented.
As TGCT is a rare disease, it's important that patients speak with their doctors about their symptoms to find a treatment plan that is right for them. Taralio may be an option for adult patients with symptomatic TGCT associated with severe morbidity or functional limitations and not amenable to improvement with surgery.
Visit Taralio.com for additional important safety information and full prescribing information, including boxed warning and medication guide.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus. A 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're waiting on Dr. Nan Hayworth to join us, former member of Congress, medical doctor, with a COVID-19 update. And, you know, the goal to get our kids back in school, you know, it's just been so frustrating trying to discern exactly, you know, what is going on here, because it's just been one battle after another, you know, trying to understand, you know, what is happening with COVID, and then, you know, getting, you know, do we get our kids back to school? Is it mask? Is it no mask? You know, what is happening? You know, I'm hearing from even from teachers how difficult it is for them, because you know, they're concerned about the policies and the confusion as well, and they're, you know, just trying to figure out, well, who do we trust here? And then, of course, then you got the political aspect of this, which is, you know, so absurd that is coming into play, because we're not talking about any longer, you know, we're not discussing, you know, why we should get kids. We're looking at it. I mean, it's the typical deal that they always say about, you know, about the Republicans and Democrats, how they approach this. The Republicans come and they want to get into facts. They want to get into the, you know, into the numbers. And people, meanwhile, are being conditioned by all these emotions that are being tossed about. And so this is what is swaying their, you know, their opinions and reticence on this whole issue. And we really can't have, because the way the debates go, we really cannot seem to have a reasonable conversation about this to where there can be a proper blend. And I'm not saying emotions are not valid. You know, they should be valid, but it's part of the recipe. But like anything, if any one aspect of the debate takes over, in other words, so if it's all about the data and that's what drives the decisions, well, we miss out on what the emotions can bring to the debate and to the solution. Does that make sense? And this is, I believe, what is compromising things. Now, we've got Dr. Nan Hayworth with us, the former member of Congress and medical doctor. Dr. Hayworth, good to have you with us. How are you?
Bill, great to be with you. Thank you.
Well, I was just talking with the audience. You know, we've been so confused. This is so frustrating, Dr. Hayworth, that we cannot seem to have a true, consistent thread of practical and reasonable information about COVID-19. It all comes so bundled with a mess of politics right now, and it's frustrating for everyday Americans when they just want to do right by their kids, get them back to school, protect them and the teachers and everybody else, right?
Right, absolutely, Bill. And, you know, I understand and appreciate and regret that it is so confusing and so mixed up. And unfortunately, there is a lot of politics involved. I mean, that's one of the main reasons. And I'm a physician, as you know, and I also served the privilege of serving in Congress. So I know the difference between medicine and science and politics. And unfortunately, we are seeing the news about this emerging threat distorted by folks who have an agenda. But here's the good news for parents who are worried about their children is that science tells us that children, especially the younger they are, children have a distinct immune strength against this virus. So studies from around the world have shown that school children neither get terribly sick, if they get sick at all. It's rare for them to be very sick. And they're not killed by this virus, thank goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they don't transmit it to adults. So young children, certainly in the elementary grade, everybody can send them back to school with confidence, and teachers can be confident as well. The recommendation to send kids back to school has all kinds of public health and economic implications, all of which are good for us because kids need that contact. They need that social environment, and a lot of folks depend on their kids going to school for a lot of other benefits, including being able to go to work to put food on the table and keep a roof over our heads.
Exactly. Well, if it's really all about the kids, Dr. Hayworth, then how costly is this when the kids are not in school? I mean, we know that there's a certain amount of kids that are, nutritionally deprived. I think that's the term. And they're because they count on the schools to provide them food, you know, breakfast and lunch. At least they have that.
Right.
And they're not getting that right now. Okay, so you got that part.
Right.
But more importantly, you've got their brains. You've got a brain drain effect that's going on because they're not functioning. They're not being exercised right now.
Right. No, you're absolutely right, Bill. And kids are getting depressed. I mean, this is, aside from the fact that, look, you know, all kids, all families, all communities have their own distinct characteristics. There's no question. But overall, most kids do better when they have the contact, you know, the live in-person contact with other kids, that interaction with their kids, with other kids, with their teachers. When they don't have that, it can be very difficult to get them to, understandably, to concentrate all day at a computer screen or to do completely self-directed learning. It's a burden on parents. Now, we have homeschoolers across the country, and that's wonderful, but these families select for that. And even then, those kids are getting out. There are all kinds of programs and networks, as we know, that homeschoolers use to keep their kids in touch with each other in person. Kids do become depressed. Those who have special needs that are only met through their individualized education programs, those IEPs, you know, those plans, those can't be administered in the same way when they're not in school. So all of these things add up, and you're absolutely right about meal programs. And again, working parents across the country, and I've been one. My kids are grown up and they're grown and flown now, but it would have been very, very difficult for me to sustain my job and not have my kids be in school reliably.
Exactly.
There's no need, Bill, to do any of this. It's safe to take to send these kids back to school. The American Academy of Pediatrics has recommended it, and you don't get more scientific than that, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nan, the other thing, you know, when we talk about the kids getting so depressed right now, last study I read, 137 kids a day are committing suicide.
This
is just heartbreaking. And I think of the families that are affected. I mean, on top of COVID, on top of everything else and all the imminent dangers that are here that we're seeing in the news that we're still kind of like, my goodness, it's almost like, you want to go Sammy Davis Jr. and stop the world. I want to get off here, you know?
Tell me about it. No, Bill, you're right. And the opiate addiction-related deaths, overdoses, have risen dramatically. And, you know, most of those are in younger people, not children per se. Let's face it, Bill, the other aspect of this, of course, is that, this COVID pandemic has put the world in a state of heightened distress and panic. And that has a profound psychological effect on people that then is exacerbated for these kids by not being able to see familiar faces in a familiar setting and to be denied that when it's safe to do that.
Yes.
They're not at risk and teachers, you know, if they wear their masks and wash their hands before they touch their, eyes, nose, mouth, they really should be fine.
Exactly.
If they have very special needs, then their assignments need to be considered in that regard. But, Bill, there's no reason to do this. And whenever we think about the health implications of anything we do, we have to think beyond the one virus that we're looking at and look at the whole picture.
It's not like we haven't faced viruses before. I mean, we deal with the flu annually and that. The big question I want to ask here, Nan, is, who benefits from this? Who benefits from the kids staying out of school?
Nobody benefits from it, Bill, but here's what we've seen going on, unfortunately, and I know particularly specifically in Los Angeles, the Los Angeles County Teachers Union, because the teachers unions who are not, I don't associate teachers with unions, because so many of the teachers I know don't approve of what the unions do, but the teachers unions have lists of demands that have nothing to do with coping with the virus.
You know,
but they do have to do with a socialist agenda, quite honestly.
Well, that was my point.
And they think this is their right, and they think this is their bargaining chip. So are the teachers' unions holding out? By the way, and for a big payday for the unions, because at least one of the big officials said they wanted $250 billion.
That's all?
To go back to school around the country. Yeah,
that's all.
$250 billion, Bill.
You see, that was my question to you, is who is it serving? You see, it's not serving the kids. This is a political interest. And you, with your experience as a physician, as a member of Congress, I mean, this reeks of, a political, I'm trying to find a nice word to say it.
No, you're right. No, the teachers, it is hostage holding by the teachers unions. The teachers unions, I'd love to see what President Reagan did to the air traffic control.
Amen. Wouldn't that be
right?
Smart?
Teachers union, you're out.
Exactly. She's a former member of Congress, a medical doctor, Dr. Nan Hayward.
Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies.